Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Yud Gimel. We are about to start daf Yud Gimel. We're about to begin the second parak of Maseches Nida. Nida daf Yud Gimel is the daf in Shas that is about Hashchasa Zera, Hutsa Zera Livatala. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Kalayana Mar Belivdok Binashim Mishubachas Ubanashim Tikatse. It's any hand that does a lot of bedikos. If it depends if you're a man or a woman. If it's for a woman, so then it's very praiseworthy. But for a man, we say Tikatse. The hand should be cut off. It's a very bad idea for a man to do a lot of bedikos. We're always worried that it's going to cause chimum, it's going to cause arousal, and that would lead to atzah zera levatala. So we're not happy about men doing a lot of bedikos in that area, but women can do a lot of bedikos in that area. Now the Rosh writes that this whole din of our Mishnah, that an isha, it's recommended that she do a lot of bedikos, is talking about an isha asuka b'taros. But a woman who's not asuka b'taros should not do any bedikos, like the Gemara had said previously, that if she does bedikos, ye libo nokfo, meaning if she does bedikos while she's tahora, we learned in yesterday's daf, ye libo nokfo parish, it's going to discourage the husband from wanting to have tashmish with her, so it's not a good idea. But a man, even if he's asuk betaros, since keri comes out through hargasha, he shouldn't do any bedikos so that he doesn't come to hashchasa zera. So Madani Yom Tov, on the bottom of the Rosh, writes that previously the Gemara we had on, again, yesterday, both in Amun Aleph and Amun Beis, the Gemara was done whether every Isha, even if she's not a Sukkah B'taros, whether she has to be Osik, she has to be Bodik L'fnei Tashmish, or only a woman who's also Osik B'taros, only such a woman should be Bodekas L'fnei Tashmish. So we learned yesterday the Sheet of Rashi, what we thought was perhaps the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that any woman who's not Osik B'taros, it's not recommended at all that she does Bedikos. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam Paskin, that an Isha she'ein la veses, this is how they understood the maskan of the Gemara on Amud Beis, that an Isha she'ein la veses needs to be bodekas lefnei tashmish, even if she's not a sukkah b'taros, if she doesn't have a set pattern, so she has to do a bedika before tashmish. So according to the Rambam and the Rach, the Mishnah could just be kipshuta. We could be talking about a woman who's not a sukkah b'taros, and still we're recommending that mar belivdok, that she should do as many bedikos as possible. Now the Rosh, previously, the Rosh at the very end of the first parak said that even though he disagrees in terms of pshat in the Gemara, what the maskana is with the Rambam and the Rach, the Rosh holds that for his own reading of the Gemara, that if a woman is not a Sukkah B'taros, she should not do any bedikos for Tashmish whatsoever. But the Rosh nevertheless says, you can't be mekel neged divrei harach, ki dvarav heim divrei kabbalah. Because whatever the Rach says is divrei kabbalah. You find this a lot in Rishonim, that they had a lot of respect for several Rishonim, but particularly Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel called dvarav divrei kabbalah, that you can't mess around with Rabbeinu Chananel. So if that's the case of the Rosh, I don't think so. I think Rabbeinu Chananel was earlier. Yeah. So if that's the case, why would the Rosh have to say that we're talking about an isha that's asuka b'taros in our Mishnah? If according to Rabbeinu Chananel, could even be talking about an isha that's ena asuka b'taros. So says the Madani Yom Tov, you have to say that what the Rosh is, this ukimta that the Rosh is making, that we're dafka talking about an isha asuka b'taros, is l'shitaso in how to read the Gemara, but not l'shitaso in how to paskin in the end of the day. Because in the end of the day, he says you have to paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel. But it's his own shita in terms of how to read the Gemara. Now by Anoshim Tikatzeis, says Rashi, why is it that by Anoshim Tikatzeis, Shabodik Atzmo, Tadir Ba'amaso, Shema Yetzim Imenu Keri, that if he's constantly being Bodek himself, then we're afraid he's going to become a Bal Keri. So the Achronim just point out, Marshal points out, to see if he's tummy, look for Ziva or Kerry or whatever, see if he's tummy. So the Marshal says that if we're going to see in the Gemara that the Gemara wonders whether Kaliyat Hamarbe, the Marbe Livdok, is going on both women and men or just women. Meaning when we say that what is a woman that's Meshubach, it's a woman who's Marbe Livdok. What's a man who's Yadol Shviti Katzeit? Is it a man who does any bedikos or a man who is Marbe Livdok? So the Gemara's conclusion is going to be that the marbe is not going on men. That even if a man does a small amount of bedikos, still it should be tikatzeitz. So that's what the Marshal points out. It's difficult to understand why Rashi adds the word tadir over here in describing the man side of things. According to the Maskar of the Gemara, it doesn't have to be tadir. Even if every once in a while he's bodek a lot. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's going to be yado tikatzeitz. So he says it has to be that Rashi was either low duck, Rashi either wasn't precise in the way he wrote this, or it's a tall sofer, and that word tadir doesn't belong in this Rashi. But the other achronim say, come on, that's not the, everything we know about Rashi doesn't tell us lo duck and doesn't tell us tall sofer. So the Tosyantov and the Archon are right that you have to understand this is very often how Rashi works. When you read Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi will very often give you pshat in the Mishnah according to the hava amin of the Gemara. When you read a Mishnah with Rashi, Rashi's trying to tell you how you're supposed to understand Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah, assuming that you'll get to the Gemara and you'll get the real Pshat later on. That's a lot of times Rashi will rely on the Gemara, but Gemara Mefarish, but sometimes even when he gives Pshat, it's only Pshat based on the Havamina of the Gemara, and not on the Maskan of the Gemara. Now, the Tos Yantav points out, though, it's odd that the Bar Tanura quotes Lashon Rashi exactly the way it is. Bar Tanura, there's no Gemara. Bar Tanura is just a parish on the Mishnayis. So for the Bar Tanura to quote the Lashon Rashi with the word Tamid, he said, that's a problem. But Rashi is just giving you Pshat in the Mishnah. One final point over here, but Nashim Meshubachas, Rashi writes, is Meshubachas im Tivdok Mishum Kach, lo tavuli de suffik tuma, v'chein balo lo yavuli de isser. That's not going to be, she's not going to come to a suffik tuma, and her husband won't come to an isser. So the Aruch Lener just points out, very pashut, what do you mean her husband won't come to an isser? For a woman who's a nida to sleep with a man, it's not only an isser for the man, it's an isser for the woman as well. So that's why he says you have to maybe change the girsa. Not v'chein baila, but v'chein libala, meaning also in regards to her relationship with her husband. When she sleeps with her husband, she could avoid isser by doing these bedikos. Says the Gemara, Maishna Nashimu, Maishna Anashim, why are we so inequitable in our way of dealing with men and women, that when it comes to women, we say, let them do all the bedikos in the world. When it comes to men, we're very discouraging of bedikos. So why is it so different? Nashim lav benos hargashan inhu mishubachos. Anashim b'nei hargashan inhu tikates. It's a big difference. Women are not benos hargasha. And over here, hargasha doesn't mean what we've the way we've used hargasha in the past, where she feels, let's say, the psichas hamakar, where she feels her uterus open or anything like that. It means arousal. It means she's not benos chimum. So when she does a bedika, it's not going to do anything for her. It's not going to cause any problems. Excuse me. And therefore, it's very praiseworthy. But men, when a man is feeling around that area, it's going to cause chimum, and therefore it's not a good idea for a man to be feeling around that area, and therefore tikatzeitz. Ihachi my area marbe kilo marbe nami. So says the Gemara, then why is it dafka that we say marbe, even if it's not marbe? It should be a problem for man. And says the Gemara, like we just alluded to before, ki katani marbe a noshim. When does it say marbe? In relation to noshim, not in relation to men. For men, even if they're both take a little bit, it's no good. Yadot tikatzeitz. The marbe that we talk about is only in regards to women. Tosa Rush explains the kasha of the Gemara that if we would have said that the Mishnah is talking about the bedikas machmas ziva and not machmas kari, and even though by ziva there's no reason to be choshesh that maybe you'll see through a bedika, but nevertheless Rabbanu goes there not to be bodek, lest you come to be bodek shichva zera as well, and there were only goes there when you're marbe, but if you weren't marbe, you weren't goes there. And furthermore, it's efsha ligzor shelo yivdo klal beziva shari tzaruch livdok. You can't say not to be bodek at all in regards to ziva. You have to be bodek in order to know how many rios you had, meaning a man has to know how many rios he had to know if he needs to count shivanakiyim. But once the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about bedikos le'inyan shichva zera, that the Gemara is saying that a nashim are aser since they're b'nei hargasha, so it should be aser even when he's eno marbe. So that's how he understands the kasha, that since we're talking about concerns of shichva zera, of balkeri, that's why even if it's eno marbe, marbe, it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, Eina chinami, marbe is going on nashim. So Tana, back in the Gemara 5-6 lines in, Bamedvar Mamurim, Linyan Shechvazera, Avlinyan Zov, Avhu Mishubach Kanashim. Now, when are we talking about? This is only in regards to Shechvazera, but in regards to Ziva, then a man is praiseworthy, even like women are praiseworthy. Says Rashi, Linyan Ziva, Sheyetze Zov Mimenu Verotza Livdo Kede Limnos Riyosav, Shtayim Lutumav Shalosh Lukarban. He needs to see what came out of him. He's checking to see what came out of him, so he can know how many times he saw dam. So he can know that if he saw dam, if not dam, by men it's not dam, but how many times he saw ziva. So he can know that if he saw ziva twice, he's tamei and he's going to need shivin nekiyim. And if he saw three times, he's going to require a carbon. That's one of the differences between men and women. By women, she needs to see three times in order to even need shivin nekiyim. For a man, he only needs to see twice to become a true, full-fledged zav, but three times in order to be chay of a karban. Another difference is nashim are metame, men are metame biri'ios kibayamim, whereas nashim are only metame biyamim, meaning women, it has to be on three consecutive days. For a man, it doesn't have to be on separate days. It just needs to be three re'ios, and he's going to be chay of a karban. So says Rashi, what is the difference between zov and balkeri? Zov, the nature of the way zov looks, is doma lame betzak shel sa'orim, that the zov is like barley water, like doughy barley water that comes from basar ha-meis, comes from an aver ha-meis, where shechvazera comes from basar ha-chai, and it's it looks like the white of an egg that hasn't been fertilized. So that's meshubach even by anashim. So back in the Gemara, v'afilu lini shechvazera im bal livdok b'tzrar o b'cheres bodek. And even when it comes to shechvazera, if he does bedikos with a rock or a piece of pottery, so then it's a good thing. Then he could be bodek because that's not going to cause him any sort of chimum. Ubematlis lo, frak the Gemara. Wait, that means he can't use a cloth. V'atanya bodek asum matlis b'kol dover sharotze. But didn't we learn in a brisa that you can be bodek using a cloth? Says just like Abaye says in a different context, solving a problem, he says that we talk about a thick cloth. Over here also we talk about a thick cloth, doesn't have so much give, so you don't feel your hand so much, you just feel the thickness of the cloth, and therefore it's not going to be mechamim the person. So we just alluded to Abaye somewhere saying something about a matlis ava. So where did Abaye ever say anything about a matlis ava? What's the case of Abaye? If a person is eating truma and all of a sudden he has argasha that his limbs are shaking, so ochez ba'amaso ubaleas truma. So he should grab onto his ama and swallow the truma right away before the shechvazera has an opportunity to come out. I mean, zazevar means he senses that sensation that shechvazera is about to come out. So let him be ochez ba'amaso and prevent the shechvazera from emerging from his body so that he can swallow the truma, so you won't eat the truma bitoma. So says Mar Ochez, Batanya, Rabbi Lez Roma Kalochis Bamaso Mashtin, Kilu maybe Mabli Olam. But didn't we learn that someone who's Ochez Bamaso while urinating, it's as if he brings a Mabli Olam, that a person's not supposed to be Ochez Ba'amaso? So how could you tell, how could we recommend that this guy is going to be Ochez Ba'amaso, that he's going to hold on to himself, so says hold on to his Eiver? So says Amar Abaye B'matlis Ava. That's where Abaye came up with the initial solution, that the initial statement of B'matlis Ava, that he shouldn't be Ochez directly, he should be Ochez with a thick cloth. Rava Amar Afilu Tema B'matlis Racha, Kivan to Akar Akar. Rava says, no, think about the difference between the two cases. One case is talking about a person being mashed and a person urinating. So we're afraid that he's going to cause chimum, he's going to become aroused, and that's going to cause hotzah zera. The other case is a case where zera is on its way out. Why is he holding on to his aver? To hold it in. So if he's it's already too late. It's not going to cause hotzah zera. This zera is already coming out anyhow. So it's not going to cause any problem. Once it's Akar Akar, once it's already on its way out, it's on its way out, it's too late. Va Abaye Chayish Dilma Asilo Sufe, and Abai is worried that he's gonna that by being mechamim himself further, more zera is gonna come out, and the Yisra Vatzah Zera Levatala is on every bit of zera. You could have been motzi less zera, and you're motzi more zera, so then that's gonna be a problem as well. V'Rava Lo Chayish Dilma Asilo Sufe, and Rav is not worried that maybe more zera is gonna come out just because you were oches ba'amasa. So frankly, Gemara V'lo V'atanya Halamaza Dama L'Nosin Etzba Ba'ayin Shekol Zman Sheetzba Ba'ayin Ayin Medamas V'Chazeres Medamas. But didn't we say that this is very similar to one putting a finger in their eye, where the eye continues to produce tears? It produces more and more tears as you keep the finger in there. So shouldn't Rav also be choshesh that the more one is mechamim himself, the more zera is going to be produced or going to emerge from the body? So says Marnav, Rava kolach lume v'hadrach lume b'shaite lo shchiach. He says it's very uncommon for a person to become aroused and then become aroused again a second later. So that's why he's not concerned that that anything is gonna happen. Okay, says the Rashi on this idea that kala oches, we're gonna have this a few times in today's on the first amud of today's daf, kala oches ba'ama umashtin is ki'ilu mevi mabul liolam. And it's as if you bring a mabul liolam. So Rashi writes, Shekivat Shemotzi Zeh Levatala, since you're being Motzi Zeh Levatala, and the Dora Mabul did this Avera as well. They also were Motzi Zerah Levatala. So the Maral in Beragol and Berasheni writes, to explain this, the Chomer Isser, and why is it at all similar to the Dora Mabul, is that someone who's Mashke Zerah is Mevatel HaHavaya VaHatolda Shaisuruya Lava Me'azerah, is Mevatel potential life, that from the zera there is potential life, and so that he doesn't say that since there's no tolda from because there was no tolda that came out of this, so it's considered to be as if he brought a mabul liolam, which was hashchasa gemura, that al yidei v'otzar zera he was mevatel Tchilas Havaya, which is Hefsid Gomer, meaning it's more than any other Hefsid. Normally, if you're Mafsid something, let's say even a person kills a person, so the person at least got to live. The person lived at some point, and you destroyed what was already there. Over here, it's Hashchasa Gemura, says the Maral, because you're not only shortening that which existed, you're seeing to it that it never gets to exist in the first place. So he says that's the Mashal to the Mabul. The Mabul is the ultimate in Hashchasa. It is the most thorough of all hashchasos. So he says that's why hashchasos zera is similar. He also has a different explanation that before the vlad comes out into the world, it's the neshama is said to be misofa olam ad sofo, because the neshama is not connected to any guf, and something that's nivdal and is not gashmi is considered to span the entire world. So when a person is mashka zera, when he has the ability to be makabal in neshama, that's still separated from a guf, that's still not attached to a guf, so it's considered to be something that spans the entire world. The mabul was destruction of the entire world all the way around. So that's how he understands this comparison to mevi mabul li olam. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, gufa. Amar Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kala Ochis Bama Mashin Kilo Mevi Mabul Yolam. We just said anyone is Ochis Bama and urinates as if he's Mevi Mabul Yolam. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer Velo Nitzotzot Nitazin Al Raglav. So he says, but wait a second, aren't there little sprinkles that go on his legs if he doesn't hold his Amma, if he doesn't hold his Aver, it's going to cause sprinkles to go on his legs, and therefore it's going to look like he's a Krashivcha, it's going to look like he has problems, that he's unable to produce anything that comes out with any force. And therefore it's going to be motzi laz on his children, that the children of mamzerim, because someone who's a krashivcha is unable to, if the zera spills out of his body instead of shoots out of his body, so he's unable to have children. So what's going to be with his children? Everyone's going to assume that the children that he has is mamzerim, so he's going to be motzi laz on all of his children. So lehen mutav shiotzi laz al banav shein mamzerim val yasa atzmo rasha shah achas v'nei hamakom. Yeah, we'd rather him may be motzi laz on his children rather than be considered a Rosh Hashachas Lefnei HaMakom. The Yin Yaakov points out, Shachas, because the Ikra Avera, that you're Megara the Yetzer Hara in yourself, that's a Shachas, and that, there's a Takana for the Rambam says, if you Yavlu, they hear her, so Yasiyas Libo Midivrei Avayli Divrei Torah, the Rambam writes, that if a person is struggling with hear her, and Yisur Bia Perichel Valvi says, so start thinking about Divrei Torah, and this guy was dealing with hear her, and he didn't do the simple tikkun, so that Shah Achas is where he ran into trouble. That's the Shah Achas, Rosh Shah Achas of Ne'amakov. Tani, that's the key with a lot of Averos, is that if you nip it in the bud, if at the very beginning where the Aver is being caused, you catch it, then it's not going to lead to other things. Tani Yidach Amalan Rabbi Lazar Chamim Efter Yamrad Makom Gvav Yashtin or Yashin Bar Fatichuach Bal Yasas Ma Rosh Hashachas Bnei Makom. Another brisa has that he responded, not that I don't care, better to make people say that your children are mamzerim than to be Rosh Hashachas Bnei Makom. No, he gave Eitza. He said there are ways not to look like Krashavcha. The way not to look like Krashavcha is go be mashtin from a high place, or an afar tichuach into soft dirt where it's not going to spritz, and therefore you won't be. No one's going to say anything that you crush shivcha. So says Gemara, Heir Melu Bereisha. Okay, assuming both of those conversations happened, that he both responded with this etza, and he also responded by saying, "I don't care. Let your children have a chash memzeris on them." Which one did he say to them first? So Yilei Kamaisa. If it's in the order that we just learned it, Kamaisa Melu Bereisha. Well, that doesn't make much sense. First he tells them, I don't care, let your children look at Grushim. And then he first tells them how to solve the problem. Doesn't make sense. It must be that first he gave them an etza. He said, go to a high place or urinate in Tafar Tichoach, where the urine is just going to be absorbed in the ground and you're not going to have to worry about anything splattering. And meaning, because the issue with things splattering is that it's going to be all over his clothing and people are going to see it on his clothing. They're going to think he's a kroshivcha, that he can't hold anything in. So he says, okay, so go to Tafar Tichoach and nothing will splatter on your clothing. But then they challenged that solution and said, that's great if you have a makom gavoah to go, or if you have afar tichoach to urinate into. But what if you don't? So then he said the first thing that we learned. Mutav shiyotzi lazal bana val yasatzma rosh ha-shoachs of ne'amakom. Well, given that choice, better to be motzi lazal on your children rather than to be a rosh ha-shoachs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says more of a kolkach lama. Why are we so concerned about this? Neshem motzi shukva zer levatal. That we're very worried about motzi shukva zera levatala, and since it's such a serious issue, we're more willing to sacrifice your children's reputation than to risk kotza zera levatala. And now the Gemara is going to give a list of equations of how bad kotza zera levatala is. It's as bad as, so we already had like the Dara Mabel, so we're going to have three more. Dam Rabbi Yochman kol motzi shukva zera levatala chayev misa. Someone's motzi shukva zera levatala, on some level, he's chayev misa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayira beine Hashem asher asa, vayamas gam oso, that by the children of Yehuda, who refused to impregnate Tamar, so that's it was ra beine Hashem, so that's the idea that it's because they were not making zar lechav, and it says vayamas gam oso, like the misasa of Er, who's the Bukhar, and he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. That's why Onan also died, meaning the point was that by Er it wasn't just a bitul mitzvah of Yibum, by Er was that he was motzi zara levatala, that he was dash mibifnim v'zara mibachutz. So that's the chayv misa, that's the issue of chayv misa. The Marsha again just points out that chayv misa is also mida keneged mida, because hashchas zara is mechaser nefashos. It's closing off the possibility of nefashos coming down to this world, like we saw similar idea in the Maharal before. Second major statement about this, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Ami Amri, second to last skinny line, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Ami Amri, Kilu Shofech Damim, it's as if he's spilling blood, Shememar, as the pasuk says, Hanechamim ba'elim tachas kaleitz ra'anan, shochtei hayeladim banachalim tachas si'ifei aslayim. I'll take a shochtei, Ela sochtei, sochet from squeezing something out. Whenever a liquid comes out of a solid body, that's called sochet. So when zera comes out unnecessarily from a human body, that's considered to be sochet. So we view that as being the equivalent of shochet yiladim. And the third major statement is Rav Asi Amar kilu ovid avodas chavmet. As if the person has violated avodas zara. Ksiv acha tachas kaleit ranan uksiv hasam. It says in the context of Avodah Zarah also that it's Tachas Kaleitz Rano. Over here it's talking about Sochtei, so we know that it's talking about Tzor Zerah Levatala, and it also says Tachas Kaleitz Ranan, and it says in regards to Avodah Zarah that where's the Avodah Zarah? It's on the high mountains, and Tachas Kaleitz Ranan. Rav Yudu Shmuel Havakaimi I Igra Debe Kanishta Dishaf Yasid Bin Arda. They were on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, the Shafi Yosef, name of a shul in Arda. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Tzarech Ani Lahashin. Rav Yehuda said, Shmuel, I need to go to the bathroom. Amalei Shina, Chos Ba'amaskav, Ashtein Lechutz. So he said, hold on to your Aver and urinate at a distance, meaning shoot it far away. So Hechi Avad Hachi, Vatayin Rabbele Zerm Kolo, Chiz Ba'amaskav, Mashin Kilo, Mevi Mabli Olam. But wait a second, didn't we just say that anyone who's Chiz Ba'amaskav and he's Mashin, it's as if he's bringing a Mab, how could he recommend that he do that lichadchila? So the Gemara is going to suggest four answers. Amar Abaye, first answer is aso kibalashas. He considers it to be like when the enemy troops come into town. What does that mean? Titanan, we have a Mishnah. Balasha shenichnas le'ir, b'shas shalom, chavios psuchas asuros, stumos mutaros. Let's say the non-Jewish army comes through town. They pillage through town. What can you assume about your wine? Do you assume that your wine was touched and poured and dealt with by them? Do you assume that your wine, meaning that your wine has become yayin nesach, can you assume it's okay? So we say the open barrels are aser, but the closed barrels are mutter if it's a shas shalom. But b'shas milchama, elu ve'elu mutaros. If it's shas milchama and they're on their way to go out to battle, then everything's going to be mutter. Because they don't have the time, it doesn't really mean the time, it means they don't have the focus to be menasech at this point in time. They're too focused on going out to battle. Alma to kiven to beisi lost in the sukkah. It seems that since they're afraid of the impending battle, that's why they're not going to come to be menasech. They're not going to do nisuch. So achanami, that's what we're saying over here as well. Kiven to beisi lo asilir huri. That as much as a person wants to be maharher, when he's afraid, he's not going to have hirhurim. That's what the Beis Halevi gives the mashal, and Beis Halevi talks about lo sachmod. So he says, how can you have an isra lo sachmod? If I covet, I covet. How can you tell me not to covet? So the Beis Halevi says, ma Hashem elokecha shomei machkim liyira. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from you? He just wants a little bit of yira. So he says, mashal ma davar doma. You see a beautiful woman, and you have this incredible taiva for this beautiful woman. So you're running toward her, and then you trip on the way. So in that split second that you trip before you catch yourself, where's that taiva? You don't have that taiva in that split second. What's your only thought in your mind at that time? Is a fear, oh boy, I better catch myself so I don't scrape my knee. A little bit of yira, just the yira of a scraped knee is enough to get rid of all of that taiva, all of that hira, all of that lust that a person feels at that moment. So be a susa if you're afraid. The Gemara is saying similarly, that's going to take care of any hira problem. Therefore, you can be ochiz ba'maso when you're very afraid, it's going to be fine. V'acha may be a susa ika. So says Gemara, well, that's nice to say that it's an issue that he knew he was afraid and that's why it was okay. Why would he be afraid? What sort of fear does he have? He's standing in a shul with his friend. What kind of fear does he have? So the Gemara has four suggestions of what the fear was. It could be because it was nighttime and it was up on a roof, so he was afraid of that. Or it could be that it was just fear of his Rebbe, that Shmuel was there, and he has a certain fear when he's with his Rebbe. That's a healthy thing. That's considered to be a healthy thing, to be fearful of one's Rebbe, that the person is supposed to view his Rebbe like a Malach Shem Tzvakos. But the Gemara also says that Kabbalah Satorah was be'em of bretas v'yira, so that's the way that person is mekabel Torah from a Rebbe when he has a little bit of fear of his Rebbe, a little bit of awe. V'yiba yisema b'yasusa d'shchina. Third possibility was the b'yasusa d'shchina, because after all, they were in a shul, so the shchina shor in the shul, and that's what he was afraid of. V'yiba yisema a masa de demare alei, or it could just be his overall year of Shemayim. He just had this incredible, constant presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. The Kari Shmuel alei ein ze yulud isha. Shmuel once said about him that he's about Rav Yehuda that he's not a yulud isha. It's almost like he's not even human in his incredible level of year of Shemayim. So the nafkamina between a masa de shechina and a masa de mare is that a masa de mare is wherever he was. It wouldn't even have to be in shul, right? Afil b'makom acher nami shari l'didei, says Rashi. It wouldn't even have to be in shul. The shechina is because of the shechina of that particular makom of being in shul. Now, so Rashi writes that's the shechina issue. The Nachlas Meir, quoted over here in the Birei Adaf, asked that according to Rashi, the two terutzim are one teretz, that a masa de mare is the same as biasusa de shechina. Meaning, so the point is that he has this sense of awe of something greater than himself. So he writes that the pachad hashchina is not pachad from a kadosh baruch hu. Pachad hashchina is it's a different kind of biasusa. It's more of an awe, but not like a fear of immediate repercussion or embarrassment or anything else. It's just a sense of the knowledge of a kadosh baruch hu's presence. Whereas by the Rebbe, it's a sense of embarrassment or whatever else. It's something that has a much more immediacy. Okay, so that's all the first answer. Again, we asked, how could Shmuel advise Rav Yehuda just be Ochiz Ba'ama and be Mashtin Bachutz, be Mashtin to a distance? After all, you're not allowed to do that. It's Kilu Mevi Ma'Bali Olam. So answer number one was, he knew that he was afraid. And since he was afraid, there wasn't going to be any Chashash Hirhur. Answer number two, Vivay Seima, Nasei Hava, he was married. Damar Rav Nachman, Amayin Nasei Mutter. That if a person is married, then it's going to be Mutter. Then you're allowed to be Ochiz Ba'amaso, Umashtin. Says Tosos, Uperikal Kisvei, the bottom Tosos, the Kamer, the Kari Le Rebbe, Rabbeinu Akadosh, Shelo Iniach Yadol, the Mata Me Avneto, Hainu Rabusa, Shayanasu, Vayamachmer Latzmo. Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Ches has a whole list of people. Well, in Kuf Yud Ches, I think, goes through the whole list of Tesili, give me credit because I did this, I had this Chumra, I had that Chumra, I had the other Chumra. But one of the things that the Gemara says is that Rebbe was called Rabbeinu Akadosh. How does he get the name Rabbeinu Akadosh? Where does Kadosh come from? Not because he was Masada the Mishnayos or anything like that. It's because of his personal piety. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh came from the fact that he never put his hand tachas me'avneto, he never touched that area of his body. So why is that such a great thing? It's usher. The Gemara says it's kilo mevi me'abli olam when you do touch that part of your body. No, but this line of the Gemara answers that. Tosfos says that when a person is married, it's permissible, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh wouldn't even do it, even though he was married. That was the extra kedusha that he had. V'yibay yisema. The third possibility, the Torah paskens that even a nasui is asur. It's only mutter me'ataru lamata, like we'll see soon in the Gemara. So the Beis Yosef asked that it's mashmal from the Gemara. The Rabbi Avoham, Rabbi Yochanan says that he was matir for Rabbi Yehuda me'ataru lamata is not being cholik on the dinner of Rav Nachman that a nasui is mutter. It's that each one is just giving their own answer. We're just giving different answers to the question. But mehechi tesi that Rav Nachman is rejected from the halacha. L'chor Rav Nachman will allow holding any part of the aver as long as the person is married. So the Beis Yosef writes that you have to say that the Torah holds that Rav Nachman, who's matil nasui, disagrees with Rabbi Avo and holds that there's no chiluk bein lamala me'atara l'lamata me'atara, and the chiluk is only bein nasui ve'enu nasui, and Rabbi Avo holds that nasui enu nasui doesn't make a difference. It's only mutter l'mata me'atara, and the Torah paskins like Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Nachman. Beis Yosef also says that the Torah maybe is following the Rabbeinu Yonah, who writes that even someone who's nasui should be careful not to be oches anywhere other than me'atara ulamata, since it's an onesh gadol that you're messing around with, and therefore a person should try to be mekadesh atzmo b'mutulo. So he says maybe the Torah is alluding to an extra level of piety that's recommended for everybody. Some extra levels of piety we don't recommend for everybody, but to be mekadesh atzmo b'mutulo. The Taz also points out that when the Torah is matir with a nasi, with a married person, that's only bizman shematzui imishto sheish lo pas pesalo. Meaning, maybe the Torah would understand that the heter for a nasi doesn't always apply. That's only when his wife is right there. So he has pas pesalo. So if he does get aroused, he has an avenue to avoid hotza zera levatala. But if his wife is not right there, it won't be a heter, and that's why the Torah is machmir, because it's not clear exactly what the shear of ishto mitzuya imo Shlomo is. Sometimes he'll be away from his wife 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away. Exactly what the definition of Ishto Metzuya Etzlo means is not abundantly clear, and maybe that's why the Torah is Machmir, not because we don't paskin like Rav Nachman. That's how the Taz suggests in Siman Gimel and Aruch Chaim at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. Okay, let's see the Gemara's next answer. V'yibay yisema, 2 lines from the bottom, ki ha'ori le, detani abba v'reidu Rabbi Binyamin Barchia, av nesayeh bebeitzim milamata, that he can hold the amma by holding on to the beitzim underneath, and that's not going to cause chimum. V'yibay yisema, ki ha'ori le, dam Rabbi Vavram Rabbi Yochanan, gvul yeshlo, me'atara ulamata mutter, me'atara ulamala asu. He says that there's a gvul, there's a difference between the different parts of the Eiver. From the Atara Lamata is Mutter, from the Atara Lamala is Asr. What's the Atara Lamala? What's called Mala? What's called Mata? So Lamala is, Rashi says, Litzada Guf. So the part that's going to be Asr is the part that's closer to the body. The part that's going to be Mutter is the part that's further away from the body. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, on the top line of Yud Gimel and Beis, Amar Rav, Hamakasha Atzmo Ladas Yehei Benidui. That someone who causes himself to have kishui purposely should be considered to be benidui. Should be considered to be in some sort of cherim. Velema Aser. Why don't you say it's Aser? The Kamagri Yetzar Hara Anafshe. No, because this is a person who's bringing the Yetzar Hara upon himself. Right? We always daven to Hashem that don't bring me Lidei Nisayon. And here's a person that's sort of inviting the Yetzar Hara. So Rabbi Ami Amar Nikra Avarian. Rabbi Ami says he's called an Avarian Shekach L'Naso Shel Yetzar Hara. You have to realize this is how the Yetzar Hara works. Hayom Amar Lo Asei Kach. Doesn't always happen in 3 steps necessarily, but the point is the same, that today I'll tell you to do this small thing, then tomorrow I'll tell you to do X plus one, and then X plus two, until eventually he gets you to do Avodah Zarah V'holik V'ovid, and the person at that time is defenseless against the Yetzer Hara. He's already listening to everything that the Yetzer Hara has to offer him. So that's not a good idea. The Maral explains over here that since he's mavius a Yetzer Hara on himself, he becomes kulo Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is sholitbo, and he doesn't bring the Yetzer Hara on himself, then it's not considered kulo Yetzer Hara. But when you bring the Yetzer Hara, it's considered to be kulo ra. It's considered that the Yetzer Hara has complete control, takes over your entire being. So that's the idea of bringing Yetzer Hara. Sam Sofer just points out, what do we say? Rav Ami says, not only is it benido and all the, you're nikra avarian. So says Sam Sofer, obviously you're nikra avarian. We said all these terrible things about someone who touches that part of his eyes. Of course he's nikra avarian. What's the chiddush of nikra avarian? By all Yisrim Drabbanin, you're nikra avarian. Anyone who's over on Yisrim Drabbanin in general is considered an avarian. That's Beferish Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem. You're always called an avarian. So he says maybe you have to be magia in the Divrei Gemara, in the words of the Gemara, that it's nikra mumar. And that's what the Gemara is saying in the Hemshech. Why are you nikra mumar? What is mumar? Mumar is someone who goes and does Avodah Zarah. Why is a person nikra mumar? So he says, that's that. Then the Gemara answers, because today he tells you to do something small, but tomorrow it's going to be something worse and something bigger. Some say that anyone who's maybe asking the hearer is not going to be allowed to enter into the mechitza of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksiv hacha, vayera b'ne Hashem, ksiv hasam, ki lo kel chafetz rasha ata, lo yagur chara. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not tolerate and will not live with ra. Amar Rabbi Lazar, maidich siv yidechem damim malu. What does the pasuk mean when it says that your hands are filled with blood? Now this is a slightly different formulation. It's not only about hotza'a zera levatala. This is something that's discussed at length by contemporary poskim when it comes to sperm collection, to do IVF and things of that nature. Sometimes we need a person, or banking sperm. Very, very practical shayla comes up. Let's say someone becomes ill and they're going to have to go through treatments that they know has a very strong chance of preventing them from having the ability to have children in the future. So what the they'll often do, what they recommend is banking some of your own sperm so that later on your wife could be impregnated with your own sperm. So how do you go about getting that sperm? So on the one hand, it's not zera levatala, you're using the zera. But the Gemara comes up with this other iser called niuf biyad, that it's adultery with the hand. That even if the way the zera comes out, even if it's not being wasted per se, but the way it comes out is biyad, that's an additional problem. There are ways around it, you know, they've figured it out, but that's an additional, no time for it now, but that's an additional problem. So Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, lo sinaf, lo tei b'cha, niuf, bein biyad, bein beregel. Lo sinaf teaches us you shouldn't have niuf manually in any way, whether biyad or beregel. Tanu Rabbanan, hagerim v'amasachin b'tinokos ma'akvenes Mashiach. Gerim and people who mess around with young children are ma'akev Mashiach. So what does that mean? Gerim we get. We know that. That's from all over Shas. That gerim are as difficult to Yisrael like sapachas. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us the same thing. That gerim are very challenging for Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says because it's not pekiyim b'mitzvahs and therefore it's going to cause all sorts of piranhas, and also that we learn from their ways. Rashi also writes that Klal Yisrael are revim zelazeh. So we're arev on the mice of the gerim, and if the gerim don't know how to observe things properly, that's going to be a problem. Tosus writes that they're kasher because they get mixed in with the Klal Yisrael, and the Shechina is only shara mishpachas miyuchasos, and it's going to ruin the yichus of Klal Yisrael. Tosus in Kiddushin quotes from Rabbeinu Avraham Ger, a very famous explanation, that no, gerim are so much more medaktik in mitzvos because it's so much more exciting to them, and they get it. They made this leap in their lives, so they're so much more medaktik in mitzvos. It's going to be a kitrug on us and the rest of us. Why aren't we medaktik as much as they are in mitzvos? Tosus also says in Kiddushin that maybe it's because gerim, the Torah warns us in 24 places how nicely we have to treat gerim, and if we're not 100% nice to them, then it's going to be a major, major problem for us because you're violating 24 averos every time you're not perfectly nice to them. Okay, you have all these different reasons. The Tosa says that because it's Ali de gerim that Jews remain in galus because the Gemara Pesachim says that Baruch Hu put us around in all the different parts of the globe so that we can inspire other people, and may, who knows, some people will want to join and want to become gerim. So it's because of them that we're all over the place and that we're in this galus. So whatever it is, gerim we get. We understand why that's ma'akev Mashiach. El masachim b'tinokos ma'hi. But what's this about playing with kids? What's that about? So ilayim ha'mishkav zachar b'nei skila ninu. If you want to tell me that it means mamish mishkav zachar, so then yechayv skila. Forget about being ma'akev Mashiach. Chayv skila. El derech evarim b'nei babel ninu. So no, you want to say it's a euphemism for hotzah zer levatala, but then it's b'nei mabul. It's kila maybe mabul yolam. Ella the nesivi ketanos lav benos aludin. No, the issue is they're marrying girls who are too young to have children. Dam Rabbi Yossi ain't ben David ba chiyuchlu kol neshama shavaguf. Another very important line in the halacha that Mashiach only comes when all the neshamos are emptied out of the guf, which is some sort of place where Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps the neshamos. Shenemar ki ruach milfana yatov neshamos ani asisi. That's what they point out. With even though the mitzvah peruvu is one boy and one girl, and bebokr zera zarach alerav al tanuch yadech. The Gemara Yivama says there's an additional mitzvah of having more children, but then there's an additional mitzvah, forget about just the Babokas Razrach Laraval Tanakh Yadecha, an additional element of bringing the gula closer. That the more children you have, the more you bring the gula closer because you bring more neshamas into the world. When we say that by men it should be cut off, is that a din that you're supposed to cut off his hand, or is it a curse that his hand should be cut off? Is it a din like by Rav Huna? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he was cut yada, he cut off someone's hand. Ola tusa tanan, or is it a curse? So tashma detanya, Rabbi Tafrin Omer, yada amati katzeitz, yada al taburo, if his hand goes down to the aver, it should be cut off. Yada al taburo, his hand on his belly, amru lo velo kreson of kas. So, I mean, you cut it off with his hand on his belly. But if you cut it off with his hand on his belly, you'll cut open his belly. That's not a good idea. So amru lo, mutav tibaka kreson of al yeri lever shachas. Better for him to cut open his belly than to be yori lever shachas. Iyam bishlam adina tanan, hainu damru velo kreson of kas. If you're telling me that it's a din, so I understand why there's such concern that you're going to cut open his stomach by doing this. Al yam lo tusa tanan, but if it's just a curse, my kreson of kas, then what concern is there that you're going to cut open his stomach? Elamai Dina Tanan. So what? You want to say Dina Tanan and then it all works out? So Lo Sagi Delaval Taburo. Why would you have to cut off his hand Dafka when his hand is on his stomach? But it has to Dafka be when it's right there. Elachi Kama Rabbi Tafron Kalamachmas Yadal Lemata Mitaburo Tikatzes. Anyone who puts his hand underneath Taburo, underneath his belly button, that's where it's going to be. Because that's when it's going to be cut off. That's not where it's cut off. That's when it's cut off. That's the, if one does that, it deserves to be cut off. So he says, what if you have a thorn there? Some medical procedure needs to be done. Why, you shouldn't take care of it? You shouldn't deal with it? Amalan lo. He says, no. But then you're gonna have medical problems. So in that situation, he says, better to him to have tibaka kreso rather than be yari l'ber shachas. Presumably a minor medical problem rather than be yari l'ber shachas, right? It doesn't sound like a pikuach nefesh kind of thing, but a minor medical problem better to have than to be yared l'ver shachas. That's the discussion, the achronim, whether tibaka kreso means mamish, because after all, in davarom b'fnei pikuach nefesh, except for shlosh dvarim, avod zorgi l'rayis shvich zamis. How could Rabbi Tavron say better for him to have tibaka kreso? So that's what the Aruch Linar discusses, that the Ritva writes that when it says al kreso nefkas, it's guzma. It doesn't really mean kreso nefkas. We would never allow someone to die on account of this. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah.